News, I'm Therese Crowley. This time, the U.S. sponsored the latest U.N. resolution demanding a ceasefire in Gaza, pressuring Israel. But Russia and China vetoed it in the Security Council. U.N. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
Russia and China simply did not want to vote for a resolution that was penned by the United States because it would rather see us fail than to see this council succeed.
Congress in a one-day sprint to pass a $1.2 trillion spending package and avert a partial government shutdown. Texas Republican Chip Roy says this is not what Republicans wanted to do under House Speaker Mike Johnson.
This bill spends at a higher level than Nancy Pelosi. This bill continues the regulatory assault on American hard workers through the climate agenda by the radical progressive Democrats.
And Nashville Metro Police say a body found in the Cumberland River is that of missing University of Missouri student Riley Strang, who disappeared March 8th. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 10:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's cloudy, 61 right now in Pensacola. Well, residents over at an area senior living facility have now been stuck on the top floors of their building for several days. Channel 3 did a report yesterday on conditions at the Alabaster Gardens Senior Community on Massachusetts Avenue. They say an elevator's been damaged by a lightning strike there.
Nah, I can't do nothing but sit around here. This is the only spot I could go come in.
And that's a resident identified as Mr. Bob. The second floor apartments do have stairs to get outside, but a lot of those seniors there say they aren't able to use them. In their latest update, Channel 3 reports there have still been no repairs made on the elevator there. Residents say they haven't seen any crews working. County Code Enforcement has reportedly referred this issue to the Department of Business and Professional Regulations. And you've heard it a million times, and leave only your footsteps when you go to the beach, right? Escambia County Water Safety Chief Dave Greenwood says that advice also includes filling in any holes that you dig.
One thing I can't understand is what compels people to dig deep holes in the sand. Myself and another lifeguard, we were driving, I was aware of my attention. A 5-foot deep hole was dug in the sand. You know, I grabbed the lifeguard and we drove down to that area and we filled most of it in.
Greenwood gave his beach safety update this morning and he says there could be some bad weather today, maybe tomorrow too, but he thinks the sun will be out and the surf calm down on Sunday. He is anticipating a big crowd as spring breakers continue rolling into town. Retired Escambia County Deputy Wayne Goldsby of Molino was honored with an induction into the United States Police Canine Association Hall of Fame this week. Goldsby began working in law enforcement at the Escambia County Road Prison, eventually transferred to the county jail, where he became a canine officer, working with Canine Magic in the early 90s. Later attended a police academy, became a deputy sheriff, and also became a canine officer there. Worked with Duke in the street crime unit. Goldsby has received numerous awards and certifications over the years, and this week, yesterday, he was honored with an induction into the United States Police Canine Association Hall of Fame. 10:33 at News Radio. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We will be dealing with showers and thunderstorms today. 70% chance of rain in the afternoon and evening. High today near 68 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 57. For Saturday, small showers possible in the morning. Then the skies clear out. High near 68. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 48. For Sunday, sunny skies with a high near 70 degrees and a low near 56. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now we've got cloudy skies. 61 in Pensacola, 60 in Gulf Breeze, and 60 in Milton. Your next news at 11. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The world's first ever global emission tax has taken one step closer to reality. The International Maritime Organization held its latest round of negotiations on how to move forward on climate regulations within the shipping industry, which accounts for 3% of global carbon emissions. Campaigners said growing support for the world's first ever global emissions tax meant it is now likely to be adopted by the IMO next year. According to its CFO, Thomas Toepfer, Airbus is not happy about the issues facing its U.S. rival, Boeing, because the scrutiny is not helpful for the aviation industry overall. Toepfer added that Boeing's issues has made Airbus obsessed by the thought of ensuring it does not happen on one of its own aircraft.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's not exactly the brightest, sunniest Friday, but we made it. It's Frisky Friday. I've got Pensacola Humane Society in the studio. My guests, Mikayla Ressel and Sherry Kincaid from Pensacola Humane Society here in Pensacola on 5 North Q Street, and they brought Jazzy with us today, right?
Us.
How long has Jazzy been at the shelter?
She's been with us probably about 3 months, I would say, about now. She's kind of just been hanging out. She's an older gal, but she's super sweet, looking for her forever home. As long as you don't got any kitty cats, she would make a terrific friend for your family.
Yeah, not good with the catties, but that's okay. What makes it where a dog is either good or bad with cats? What are the characteristics? What can you look for? How will you know if your dog is going to be good with your cats?
Well, I mean, dogs tend to have like that prey drive, and she seems to be interested. If she sees them while we're walking out and about, she will try to go like after them. Mm-hmm. And it's not so much with a wagging of her tail. You'll see the hair on the back of her neck stand up. So we just kind of get that warning that she is not very happy at that moment. So
okay, it's good. Good signs to look for.
She kind of makes it growls, barks quite aggressively. So we just are kind of like, better safe than sorry.
Yeah. On this show, especially when we have you guys on here, we definitely want to highlight the fact that you guys, you know, offer many, many services and help to people that might be struggling. They might be, you know, having a month where they're just a little bit short. They might need help with food and products for their pets. Instead of abandoning their pets and giving up on pet ownership, you guys can actually help them bridge that gap, right?
For sure. Like even today, we are doing our pet pantry. We're actually open from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And you can come up there and we will supply you with dog food, cat litter, dog treats, litter pans if we have them, dog beds if we have them. We'll try to provide you with everything that we have gotten in that we are able to give out in donations. So if you are needing some help and you need some extra things that you cannot afford right now, come by the Pensacola Humane Society and we would be glad to hook you up.
Yes. Go by PensacolaHumane.org, and there is a list of things that that you guys are looking for. Some of the things that you can't really use, so things like old shoes and clothing. It might be fun to watch a dog just rip up an old shoe, but you guys don't really have the facilities for that. Don't really want everybody's old shoes coming into the shelter. Fitted sheets, electric collars, things like that, pillows. Maybe not, but definitely the dog and cat toys, dog and cat food of any kind, right?
Any kind, yes. We are not picky. So if you donate something, we will take it with open arms.
All right. And the pet pantry today from 10 to 1 at the shelter at 5 North Q Street.
Yes, please come stop by. If you're hurting on money right now and you're furry friends are hungry, please stop by and we'll be glad to give you what we can.
Or if you have some excess food or treats that you want to donate,
definitely go by there and let them have it. Let's talk about volunteering a little bit. Sherry, what do you need in terms of volunteers? What can people get into when they come to the shelter? What kind of jobs can they do for you?
I mean, they could do just about anything. We have, excuse me, we have some that come in just to socialize the cats and the kittens that come in.
Mm-hmm.
They come in pretty, excuse me, they come in pretty fearful. We have a couple of that came in yesterday, beautiful, big gals, but they are terrified. So we just like our volunteers to come in, they socialize them. They can also, excuse me, I have a throat issue.
It's the radio. It's for some reason, whenever a microphone is involved, it happens to me too. I'll be clear all morning. I'll get on the, try to do my first traffic report and it's like,
but yeah, we, dog walkers, if people like to pull weeds, we could certainly use that.
Okay.
If they like have any, you know, gardening skills, we can certainly use that. I mean, there is just, we have people that come in that just do laundry. We have people that come in just to, you know, sit with the dogs. They'll bathe the dogs. They'll, you know, everything. Anything that they can think of, we would love.
Wow. You know, there's places that charge for that kind of contact with animals. I mean, you guys are giving it away for free. Just go on down to the shelter and help out. I love the pet pantry service, though. I think that is just, you know, amazing. And it I don't see that a lot. Is this something that you guys started? Something that you came up with?
I'm not exactly sure how it got started, but I do know that other shelters do provide similar things. I believe Escambia County does a thing called JoJo's Paws, where they offer food, I think, every day afternoon when they open up. So there is other resources around here, but we just try to be a part of that mission to get everybody some access to that so we have less turnaround of owner surrenders. We want to keep those pets in home if we can.
Right. Let's talk about fostering real quick because, you know, we've talked about on the show before, the animals, especially if they've been in the shelter for a while, there can be some stress involved with being in the shelter. And sometimes, just like you said, somebody that comes by the shelter and just wants to walk a dog or spend some time with the kitties for a little while, just that interaction and maybe getting the animal outside of the shelter for a little while can really be a help. So let's talk about fostering. What are the steps that one can take to become a foster hero?
We have an online application, so you can put an application to be a foster online, and then our foster coordinator will actually get on there, look at it, reach out to you, and let you know, give you the whole rundown, set you through some training, and then you're really good to go. Most of the time, if somebody's wanting to come in and foster, they're able to walk out with a pet same day. So we try to make it a pretty smooth and easy process just so we can get those friends some time out of the shelter and try to make everybody happy in the same goal.
And just like the pet pantry going on today, what other kind of events do you guys have?
Yeah, March 30th, we actually have like a little Easter event coming up. We will have the Easter Bunny. We'll have an egg hunt. We really encourage everybody to bring their kids, their dogs. We just want to kind of have a fun little get together. We're going to have pictures with the bunny for either $10, or you can bring a donation of dog food or cat food, and that will get you a picture with the bunny as well.
Oh.
Yeah, so if you guys just want to come out March 30th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., we're going to have a great event going on. The Easter Bunny will be there, and I'm sure the kids would love to get out of the house and really enjoy that.
Right, and be around all those cute little animals.
For sure.
The fostering process, is that mainly dogs or is it any animal?
Of course not. Yeah, you can take a dog, cat, kitten, puppy. There is no limits to what you can take home and foster.
Okay. And just people in Pensacola or just anybody in Escambia, Santa Rosa?
We try to keep it within like an hour's drive of Pensacola. So if you're a little bit farther out, we try to make sure you know that when they have foster appointments to get vaccinated or their alteration appointment, we just have to make sure that they're aware of that time. As long as they're able to bring them back to the shelter in a timely manner to where they make all those appointments, they are good to foster.
How long is the general foster commitment? How long does somebody keep an animal?
So we like to do like even a day is fine. 2 weeks is like an ideal time, kind of gets them comfortable. They get to see the house. Sometimes when they stay a little bit longer, they get too comfortable. So we try to kind of keep them rotating. That way, if you have a pet for 2 weeks, you can come get a different one in 2 weeks, kind of rotate them out, give everybody a chance to get out. There is some fosters where it's kind of a case-by-case basis where they need a little bit longer time in foster to get acclimated, get certain skills built up, build some confidence. So it really just kind of depends on the animal and what they've got going on.
I would be a foster fail every single time. I would not be able to bring
I've been guilty myself.
Back. Yeah, yeah. But hey, that's okay too. We'll take those. My guests this morning, Mikayla Russell and Sherry Kincaid from Pensacola Humane Society. Go by and check out pensacolahumane.org or look them up on Facebook. They've got the Pet Pantry happening today from 10 to 1 on North Q Street. And we'll be right back. We're going to take a quick commercial break. If you have any questions or comments, if you want to become a foster, if you're looking for your forever friend, let us know. 437-1620. I'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's a Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. My guests, I have Mikayla Russell and Sherry Kincaid from Pensacola Humane Society. They're right down here on North Q Street in Pensacola. They're having their pet pantry event from 10 to 1. It's already started, so get down there. If you need a little bit of help feeding your furry friends this month, they can always help you out at Pensacola Humane. And if you have some extra supplies, extra toys, treats, food, things like that, bring it on down. They can take it and put it to good use. Guys, thank you so much for being here this morning. And you brought Jazzy with you. Jazzy is an older mix, right?
Large breed dog.
Large breed dog, yep. What is the challenge with older dogs and fostering and adoption? Does everybody want a puppy? Is that kind of how it goes?
I think a lot of people do tend to go towards the dogs that are under 3 years old. It seems like once they get a little bit older that
they're a little bit less desired. I don't know if that's because they have a less of a lifespan or if they people just assume they're already set in their ways. But honestly, these senior dogs are great dogs. They just want to be a part of your family. Jazzy's super laid back. She does not like cats, but she gets along with other dogs. Yeah. She loves to play. She's super chill. She'll just lay on your couch, on your bed, on your floor, on a bed you give her. She just wants to give you kisses and just wants to really hang out with somebody.
Yeah, that's why I love older dogs. If I was going to adopt, it'd have to be an older dog, I would think.
Yeah, she's just super laid back. I mean, I don't know if she'd give you any troubles. I do know she likes to have a fenced in yard, but other than that, she's super chill, so... Mm.
All right. Well, talking about adoptions, let's get into that a little bit. If somebody's interested in adopting, what is that process? How much does it cost? Let's talk a little bit about that.
So the adoption process is super easy. You just have to fill out an application online, or you can come inside and fill out an application, and we'll get that going for you. The adoption fees are $35 for an adult dog, $45 for a puppy. Our cats are $25 for an adult cat, and then $35 for a kitten. So, and we do have a couple kittens right now, so I know everybody's been coming in to look for them. I think we do have our kitten room open, and we've got a few kittens in there. So if people are wanting a kitten, they can come on down and look there.
You actually include some things when you adopt an animal, right? There's some services and some things that people need when getting a new animal. What do you guys do for them?
Yeah, so if they need some of the little main necessities like a dog bed or some of the food, we'll make sure we get them out with enough food to hold them over for a couple weeks until their owners are able to go ahead and go purchase that food. We send them out with a pamphlet kind of explaining everything that they need to know about how to care for a dog if they've never had that knowledge. We'll send them out with a dog cage if they really need one. We try to set these dogs up for success.
Right.
Yeah, and they all go out. Like, our fees include they're all either spayed or neutered. They're up to date as possible on their shots. They've had flea medication. So, I mean, it really is a great deal, and it gets them, you know, out into a home where, you know, they get so fearful in there with hearing all the barking and different people coming through all the time that it's just, you know, super important to get these babies a home so that they're not wasting away in a shelter.
Right. And even the foster process, that can put a lot of stress on an animal having to be moved around. So if you have it in your heart to adopt, definitely let Pensacola Humane know. Go to PensacolaHumane.org. You can see photos and videos there.
We've got quite a good variety, too. So if you want a big dog, little dog, medium, we've got a fair mix right now. So.
All right. And what was the event you mentioned coming up for Easter?
Yeah, we've just got like a little Easter event coming up from 10 to 1 on March 30th. We'll have an Easter bunny there that you can take pictures with. The pictures will be $10, where you just bring a donation of dog food or cat food, and that'll get you a picture. We'll do a little Easter egg hunt. We encourage you to bring your kids, your dogs. It's just going to be a fun day all the way around, I think.
Yeah. If you have questions or comments today, let us know, 437-1620. Talking to Mikayla and Sherry from Pensacola Humane Society. They're down there on North Q Street. They've got that pet pantry going on today. Go by and let them know. Let them know what your animals look like. Take them down there because people can take their dogs, maybe not their cats, really, unless you can leash your cat. Do you see a lot of cats leashed up?
Around? Not particularly. Not really. Sometimes we'll harness some of our own cats up, but I haven't seen too many people bring their cats up for meet and greets. They usually just take the cat home, kind of do a little trial run, and then kind of let us know, hey, yay or nay. So
there's one that walks in my neighborhood with a leash. It's a little harness, and he goes around, walks the neighborhood.
Oh, so, that is so precious.
Yeah, I love that. I wish I could get a harness on my cat. He'll wear a bandana, which makes me think, well, he's pretty fashionable, but when you try to get the harness on him, that's when he knows something's up. He doesn't like that. So, all right, we're going to get back to some more after this. We're going to take our last commercial break. Any questions or comments, get them in before it's too late. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker. We'll be right back after this.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel, and the headquarters for Naval Education Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in Monday morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer SHINE counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. Smart enough.
Love don't come so easily.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Frisky Friday. I've got Pensacola Humane Society in the studio, Mikayla and Sherry. And we've got Jazzy, a mixed older breed, but she is just adorable. Let's talk about, real quick while we have a couple minutes left, let's talk about some of the adoptable animals that you have. Go to PensacolaHumane.org and you'll see pictures. And once you see the pictures, oh my gosh. They're just so adorable, and they're ready for your love. So let's talk about some of the animals you have.
We have a pretty wide variety of pets in there right now. We have a standard poodle, a couple of collie breeds, Australian Shepherd mixes. We also have a couple of puppies that are not quite ready to be adopted, but you could foster them, and they're super adorable. They're kind of a bit of a star. They were at the fur ball, so... they've already, you know, ready for their close-up, and they know how to act in a situation. But we have Fox, who's been there pretty long time resident, and I just love him. He's super sweet. All of them, actually. We have a really good group of animals with us right now.
And one animal I see here, Lulu, a.k.a. Yes. Big Mama.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so I don't know how she is still there, because everybody I know... is crazy about, is it French Bulldog? Is that
she is a French Bulldog, but she's got a little bit of a medical condition going on. Oh. She's got she has deficiency. Like a allergies like that, they flare up really bad. So she's be on medication pretty regularly. Mm-hmm. So she's kind of like a medical workup. She needs somebody who's going to be able to care for her once she gets adopted. She will be a little bit more expensive to maintain. So we just...
Right.
She's been kind of hanging out with us, just kind of waiting for her forever owner to come up there and find her. She's healed tremendously. Her face looks a lot better. When she first came in, she was a hot disaster.
Oh, she's so cute, though.
I know. She is a very good girl with quite the personality.
Yeah. Go to PensacolaHumane.org today. Look at these animals. Go by and check out the pet pantry today from 10 to 1 on 5 North Q Street.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola. Yeah.